Listen closely. Newly declassified CIA documents reveal that the US government once funneled millions into secret mind experiments. Yes, real-life psychic research, aimed at bending reality itself. Imagine techniques so powerful they could warp your senses, plug you into the universe's hidden energy, and maybe even let you peek into the future. It sounds insane, but this top-secret program known as the Gateway Process was dead serious. Drawing on innovative neuroscience and quantum physics, the CIA's forbidden knowledge is finally surfacing. Ready to see what they tried to keep behind locked doors? Stick around, because what you're about to learn might just shatter everything you think you know. Now, what I'm about to tell you has been kept secret for decades. The CIA, our own government, was doing something unbelievable right under our noses. They were trying to control people's minds. But why? What were they really after? Imagine if you could make someone do anything you wanted. Make them spill their deepest secrets or even crash an airplane. That's exactly what the CIA thought they could do with hypnosis and other mind-bending techniques. They didn't stop there. The CIA believed our minds could do so much more. They started exploring altered states of consciousness, those weird, dreamy states where reality feels different. The CIA's internal memos hinted these states weren't just about relaxation. They might unlock extraordinary faculties, like peeking around time's corners or tuning into minds across a continent. Skills they worried could rewrite the balance of global power. But it gets even stranger. Have you ever felt like there's more to the world than what we can see? Like there's some kind of energy connecting everything? The CIA thought so too. They called it the Gateway Process. In secret reports, now made public, CIA researchers talked about consciousness as an energy field. They believed our minds weren't trapped in our heads, but could reach out and touch the very fabric of the universe. Think about that for a second. What if your thoughts could actually change reality? What if you could tap into some cosmic energy source and bend the rules of the physical world? That's exactly what the CIA was trying to do. They weren't just playing around with meditation or positive thinking. They were aiming for something much bigger, a way to transcend physical reality itself. Now you might be wondering why they kept all this hidden. Why didn't they tell us about these amazing possibilities? Maybe they were afraid of what would happen if everyone knew the truth about their own potential. But now, the secret's out. The documents have been declassified. We can finally see what they were up to all those years. And it raises so many questions. What if the CIA actually succeeded? What if they found a way to access these hidden realms of consciousness? And more importantly, what does it mean for you and me? Are we all walking around with untapped superpowers? Is there really some kind of universal energy field we could learn to control? The implications are mind-blowing. Have you ever felt like your thoughts could reach beyond your body? You're not alone. Scientists are discovering something incredible about our minds. They're finding out that our consciousness might be more than just brain activity. It could be a powerful energy field that extends far beyond our heads. Now, I know this sounds wild. Some scientists still think consciousness is just neurons firing in our brains. But others are seeing something much bigger. They're starting to view consciousness as an energy that connects us all. Imagine your thoughts as invisible waves, rippling out and touching everything around you. This idea links up with something called the Universal Hologram Theory. It's a mind-bending concept that says our whole universe might be like a giant 3D projection. And get this, our minds could be the projectors. The CIA's conclusions suggested that each thought, each emotion, could sculpt the world's quantum scaffolding. Meaning your private daydreams and fears aren't mere mental fluff, but subtle chisels carving out new contours in the fabric of existence. But how does this work? That's where quantum physics comes in. Scientists have found that tiny particles behave differently when someone's watching them. It's like our attention changes how they act. Some researchers think this proves that our consciousness affects the world around us at a fundamental level. Here's where it gets really exciting. If our minds can influence tiny particles, What else can they do? Could we learn to control this power? To change bigger things in our lives and the world around us? It's a thrilling and scary thought all at once. Now you might be wondering what this has to do with mind control. Well, think about it. If our thoughts are energy waves that can change reality, then learning to control those waves could be incredibly powerful. It could mean having the ability to influence not just your own mind, but potentially the minds of others too. But there's more. Scientists have discovered that our brains produce different types of waves depending on what we're doing or feeling. When we're relaxed, our brains make slow waves. When we're focused, they make faster ones. And here's the kicker. By changing these brain waves, we might be able to alter our state of consciousness. Imagine being able to switch your mind into a state of deep relaxation or intense focus at will, or even reaching states of consciousness we can't normally access. This isn't just daydreaming. It's backed by real research. Scientists have found that certain techniques can help people control their brain waves and enter altered states of mind. This is huge. It means we might have way more control over our minds than we ever thought possible. We could potentially tap into abilities we never knew we had. Heightened creativity, improved healing, maybe even psychic powers. Who knows what we might unlock? Let's go deeper. Close your eyes and picture this. Two different tones playing in your ears, creating a third phantom sound inside your head. Now imagine that phantom sound could rewire your brain, giving you mental superpowers. Crazy, right? Well, the CIA didn't think so. They called it hemisync, and it just might be the key to unlocking your mind's true potential. This isn't science fiction, it's a real technology developed by a man named Robert Monroe. He discovered that playing slightly different sounds in each ear could create a special effect in the brain. Your mind tries to make sense of these sounds and creates a new beat, one that doesn't actually exist outside your head. But here's where it gets really interesting. This phantom beat can actually change how your brain works. Normally, the two sides of your brain, the left and right hemispheres, don't always work together perfectly. It's like they're dancing to different rhythms. Hemisync forces them to sync up, to dance to the same beat. Think about what that could mean. What if both sides of your brain were perfectly in tune, working together like never before? The possibilities are mind-blowing. So how does it actually work? When you listen to hemisync, you hear a mix of sounds. There's some pink noise, which is like a softer version of the static you hear on an old TV. This helps relax your mind. Then there are those special tones, one in each ear. The difference between these tones creates the binaural beat, that phantom sound your brain perceives. As you listen, your brain waves start to change. Scientists have measured this. They've seen increased alpha and theta waves, the kind associated with deep relaxation and meditation. It's like hemisync is a shortcut to states of mind that usually take years of practice to achieve. But relaxation is just the beginning. People who've used hemisync report all kinds of incredible experiences. Some say they've had out-of-body experiences, feeling like they've left their physical form behind. Others talk about enhanced creativity, solving problems they couldn't crack before. Some even claim to have accessed hidden memories or gained psychic abilities. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds too good to be true, right? But here's the thing. There's actual research backing this up. Studies have shown that hemisync can improve how your senses work together. It can reduce stress and even help you sleep better. Some people say it's changed their whole lives. The CIA saw the potential in this technology. They weren't just interested in helping people relax or be more creative. They wanted to push the boundaries of human consciousness. In their secret gateway process, they used hemisync to try and access higher states of awareness. They believed hemisync didn't just calm the mind. It might pry open hidden layers of existence, granting access to realms where reality's rules blurred and where the mind's quiet whispers could echo through the cosmic blueprint itself. Imagine being able to tap into universal knowledge, to explore dimensions beyond our physical world. That's what the CIA thought might be possible with this technology. And the craziest part? You don't need to be a secret agent or a scientific genius to try it. This same technology is available to anyone who wants to explore its potential. Now that we've unlocked the door, let's step into a whole new world. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be fully awake while your body is sound asleep? It's not just a dream. It's a real state called Focus 10. And it might just change everything you thought you knew about your mind. Focus 10 is like having a superpower. Imagine your body feeling heavy and relaxed, like you're in the deepest sleep ever. But here's the incredible part. Your mind is wide awake and super alert. It's like your brain is throwing a party while your body is taking a nap. This state challenges everything we think we know about being awake or asleep. Usually when our body sleeps, our mind goes to sleep too. But in Focus 10, you're breaking those rules. You're exploring a whole new way of existing. When you enter Focus 10, amazing things start happening in your body. Your heart slows down, your blood pressure drops, and you feel incredibly relaxed. It's like your body is getting the best rest of its life. But that's not all. Your brain starts making different kinds of waves. These special waves are usually only seen in deep meditation or right before you fall asleep. Now you might be wondering why anyone would want to do this. Prepare yourself, because according to rare, long-buried Monroe Institute notes, participants didn't just feel good. Some claimed near-instant recall of lost childhood memories and a surge in pattern recognition that made complex puzzles suddenly effortless. But that's just the beginning. Some people say they can heal faster when they're in Focus 10. Others talk about feeling more connected to their emotions and understanding themselves better. It's like Focus 10 gives you a special pass to explore the deepest parts of your mind. Here's something really exciting. About 22 out of 25 people who tried Focus 10 in a special course said it changed their lives. That's huge. They had experiences that made them see the world in a completely new way. Imagine if you could do that too. But Focus 10 isn't just about feeling good or having cool experiences. It's a gateway to even deeper states of consciousness. It's like the first step on a staircase that leads to mind-bending realities you never knew existed. Once you master Focus 10, you can start exploring even more incredible states of mind. Think about it. What if you could tap into parts of your mind you never knew were there? In their experiments, subjects in Focus 10 uncovered vivid childhood details long forgotten, solved problems that baffled them for years, and emerged feeling as if they'd found secret rooms in their mental mansion. Rooms the CIA quietly mapped and never publicly acknowledged. Imagine if you could see things no one else can see, feel things no one else can feel. You might think that's impossible, but what if I told you there's a way to expand your awareness beyond anything you've ever experienced? Welcome to Focus 12, a state of mind that opens doors you never knew existed. In Focus 12, your awareness stretches far beyond your physical body. It's like your mind grows bigger, reaching out to touch the edges of the universe. You're still awake, still aware, but suddenly you can sense so much more than just what's around you. But here's the thing. Getting to Focus 12 isn't easy. It takes practice and patience. You have to learn how to quiet your mind, to silence all those thoughts that usually race through your head. It's like trying to calm a stormy sea. And even when you get there, staying in Focus 12 can be tricky. It's so different from how we usually experience the world that it can feel strange or even scary at first. So what makes Focus 12 so special? Well, in this state, you can access information that's usually hidden from us. It's like you can tap into a universal source of knowledge. Some people say they can sense things happening far away or even peek into the future. Others report being able to communicate with spirits or higher beings. It's as if Focus 12 lets you tune into channels of information that are usually blocked. Scientists are starting to take notice of these experiences. They're researching how expanded consciousness might work and what it could mean for us. Some think it might be connected to quantum physics, the weird science of tiny particles that seems to break all the rules we thought we knew about reality. Just imagine what you could do if you could master Focus 12. What problems could you solve if you had access to knowledge beyond what your eyes can see or your ears can hear? How might it change your life if you could tap into a deeper wisdom? People who've reached Focus 12 report some amazing experiences. One person said they could suddenly understand complex math problems that had stumped them for years. Another claimed they sensed a family member was in trouble, only to find out later there had been an accident. These stories might sound unbelievable, but they're documented cases of what can happen in this extraordinary state of mind. Archived accounts describe participants in Focus 12 drafting intricate engineering solutions, composing music that seemed to write itself, or intuitively grasping scientific concepts beyond their training. Feats that stunned not only them, but the skeptical analysts observing. Others talk about feeling more connected to the world around them, sensing the energy of everything and everyone. It's like Focus 12 removes the barriers between you and the rest of the universe. So ask yourself, are you ready to go beyond your normal senses, to explore realms of consciousness that most people don't even know exist? Because if you are, there's a whole new world waiting for you. And what comes next? Well, it's going to blow your mind even more. Remember when you were a kid and thought time moved so slowly? Or how time flies when you're having fun? What if I told you those weren't just feelings, but glimpses into a deeper truth about reality? There's a state of mind where time, as we know it, simply vanishes. Welcome to Focus 15, a mind-bending level of consciousness where past, present, and future all blend into one. It's not science fiction. It's a real state that people have experienced, and it could change everything you think you know about time. In Focus 15, you don't just think about different times, you experience them all at once. Imagine being able to see your whole life laid out before you, not as a straight line, but as a single moment. It's like stepping outside of time itself. This might sound impossible. After all, we're used to time moving in one direction, always forward. But Focus 15 challenges everything we think we know about how time works. It's like finding out the rules you've been following your whole life don't actually exist. People who've reached Focus 15 report some incredible experiences. Some say they can vividly relive memories from their past, feeling and seeing every detail as if it's happening right now. Others talk about glimpsing events that haven't happened yet, like peeking into the future. One person described it as floating in an endless sea of now. Another said it felt like all of time was compressed into a single point. These aren't just daydreams or fantasies. These are real experiences that have been documented and studied. But how is this possible? Well, some scientists think our normal way of seeing time might not be the whole picture. They say time might not be a straight line, but more like a big, tangled ball of string. Usually, we only see one piece of the string at a time. But in Focus 15, it's like you can see the whole ball at once. Quantum physics, the science of tiny particles, suggests that time might not be as fixed as we think. Some theories say that all moments in time might actually exist at once, and our minds just experience them one at a time. Focus 15, the CIA hinted, was not just escapism. It was a mental vantage point from which time's arrow appeared bent or irrelevant. A vantage some test subjects claimed let them sample tomorrows like wine tasters, altering destinies before they took shape. Think about what this could mean. What if you could access any moment in your life whenever you wanted? You could relive your happiest memories or learn from past mistakes. You might even be able to shape your future by seeing what's coming. But it goes even deeper than that. Some people who've reached Focus 15 say they've been able to access information from different time periods. Imagine being able to see ancient civilizations or peek into the far future. It's like having a time machine in your mind. Of course, this raises a lot of questions. If we can experience all of time at once, does that mean our future is already set? Or can we change it? These are big, mind-bending ideas that even scientists are still trying to figure out. You thought breaking free from time was mind-blowing? Hang on tight, because we're about to reach the edge of physical reality itself. There's a place where your mind can touch the very fabric of the universe. It's called Focus 21, and it's not just about seeing different times. It's about stepping into whole new worlds. Focus 21 is like a bridge between our everyday world and something more. It's where the physical and non-physical parts of reality meet. Imagine standing at the edge of everything you know, looking out into a vast, unknown universe. That's what Focus 21 feels like. But getting there isn't easy. Your mind has to stretch in ways it never has before. Some people say it feels like their consciousness is expanding to fill the entire universe. Others describe a sensation of falling through endless space. It can be scary, even overwhelming. Your brain might try to pull you back, to keep you in the familiar world it knows. There are risks, too. Some people who've reached Focus 21 say they felt like they might lose themselves, like they might forget how to come back to their bodies. It's like diving into the deepest ocean. Exhilarating, but also dangerous if you're not prepared. So what do people actually experience in Focus 21? Some say they can see and feel energy flowing through everything. They talk about connecting with a source of infinite wisdom, like tapping into the mind of the universe itself. Others describe meeting beings from other dimensions or accessing knowledge that seems to come from nowhere. One person said it felt like they could see the invisible threads connecting all of reality. Another described it as dissolving into pure consciousness. These experiences might sound impossible, but they're real to the people who've lived them. Scientists and philosophers have some wild theories about what might be happening in Focus 21. Some think it could be proof of the multiverse, the idea that there are many different universes existing side by side. Others wonder if it's a glimpse into the true nature of consciousness, showing us that our minds are more than just our brains. There's a concept called the absolute that comes up a lot when people talk about Focus 21. It's described as a state of infinite energy beyond space and time. Some believe that in Focus 21, our consciousness can touch this absolute, connecting us to the very source of all reality. But here's the really mind-bending part. What if Focus 21 isn't just about observing these other realities? What if you could actually interact with them? Some people claim they've been able to influence events in our world by accessing Focus 21. They say they can send healing energy, solve complex problems, or even shape future events. Imagine being able to reach out and touch other dimensions with your mind. In Focus 21, participants didn't merely imagine other dimensions. They reported conversing with intelligences lacking human form, absorbing knowledge that defied language, as if stepping into a cosmic marketplace of ideas no textbook has ever charted. Now, what if you could use these incredible mind journeys to completely transform your life? It's not just a wild dream, it's a real possibility. The gateway process isn't just about having cool experiences in your head. It's about bringing that power into your everyday world and using it to make amazing changes. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can something that happens in your mind actually change your real life? Well, get ready to have your mind blown all over again. Think about all the problems you face every day. Maybe you're stuck on a big project at work, or you can't figure out how to fix a relationship. What if you could tap into a part of your mind that sees solutions you never even thought of? That's exactly what people who use the gateway process say they can do. When you enter these special states of mind, it's like your brain works in a whole new way. You can come up with ideas that seem to appear out of nowhere. Instead of just a supercharged imagination, CIA notes hint at participants tapping what they called a mental workshop, where once insurmountable dilemmas unraveled effortlessly, as if these states gave access to blueprint-level instructions embedded in reality's code. But it's not just about being more creative. People who use these techniques say they can actually heal their bodies faster. Imagine if you could speed up your recovery from an injury or illness just by using your mind. It sounds unbelievable, but there's real science backing this up. Studies have shown that meditation and altered states of consciousness can do amazing things for your body and mind. They can lower your stress, boost your immune system, and even change the way your brain works. It's like giving your whole body an upgrade. Of course, using these techniques in real life isn't always easy. It takes practice and patience to learn how to enter these special states of mind. And even when you can do it, it might feel strange at first to try and use these experiences in your everyday life. But here's the thing. People are doing it. There are real documented cases of individuals who have changed their lives using the Gateway process. One person reported finally overcoming a lifelong fear that had held them back for years. Another said they were able to quit a bad habit they'd been struggling with for decades. Some people have even used these techniques to improve their physical health in ways that surprised their doctors. There are stories of faster healing, reduced pain, and even mysterious improvements in chronic conditions. It's like these altered states of consciousness can unlock hidden healing powers in your body. And it's not just about fixing problems. People who master these techniques say they feel more connected to the world around them. They report feeling happier, more fulfilled, and like they finally understand their place in the universe. Imagine waking up every day feeling like you have a secret superpower. Like you can face any challenge because you know you have this incredible tool to help you. That's what mastering the Gateway process could mean for you. People have tried to keep this knowledge hidden. No surprise there. The idea that you can move beyond your current reality into a desired reality challenges everything you were taught about what's possible. But I'm giving it away for free, right here, because you deserve to know. All the secrets, the CIA, the elite, and even some spiritual gatekeepers have tried to bury, are now on the table. The techniques you've learned so far weren't just academic exercises, they're the keys to your liberation. If you've been paying attention, you know by now that your consciousness can shape perception, connect to universal fields of energy, and even rewrite what you call reality. All that's left is to take action. Maybe this feels overwhelming. Maybe you're thinking, is this really possible? Can I actually wake up in a whole other life? People have done it. Some since they were teenagers. They stumbled into these states by accident, confusing desired realities with lucid dreams, until they felt the unmistakable difference. The desired reality is alive, full of depth and consistency, not just a scripted story. Yes, you can use scripting as a guide, not a rigid blueprint. But your desired reality isn't a puppet show. It's a fully realized existence waiting for you to step inside. To bridge the gap between theory and experience, affirmations are your secret weapon. These positive, present tense statements tell your mind, "I'm already in my desired reality." Over time, your consciousness stops fighting the idea and starts paving the way. Neville Goddard taught that living as if you already have your desire dissolves resistance, and we've got whole documentaries that dive deeper into his wisdom. If you want a treasure trove of guided meditations, advanced Neville Goddard teachings, and more step-by-step instructions, check out our documentaries dedicated to these methods. Other techniques also offer their own unique twists. Maybe it's focusing on a certain sound, visualizing a symbolic journey, or imagining yourself stepping through a doorway into your desired reality. Don't let all these variations overwhelm you. It's not about mastering every single method. it's about finding the one that clicks with you. If something feels off or too complicated, just try a different approach. Think of these methods like different music playlists, each designed to help your mind relax, open up, and lock onto the frequency of your desired reality. A quick guided meditation can be done right now. Close your eyes, breathe slow. Feel a calm energy wash over you. In your mind's eye, see a warm, glowing door. On the other side lies your desired reality. As you inhale, draw in conviction. I am worthy of my desired reality. I am already there. Exhale, doubt. Imagine turning the handle, stepping through, feeling the textures, hearing distant voices, inhaling the air of this new world. Linger in that space. When you return to your CR for now, note what you felt. Repeat often. Keep a journal. Refine your technique. Yes, it may take patience, you might not shift instantly, that's normal. Take breaks, experiment, and gradually you'll notice subtle changes. Your dreams might become more vivid, your intuition sharper, your sense that another reality is close at hand more tangible. They wanted to keep this quiet. They wanted you to stay small. Too late. You're here now. This knowledge is yours. Embrace it, wield it wisely, and give yourself permission to step through that doorway. You're no longer just an observer. You're a creator. Are you ready to wake up in your desired reality? It's time to turn the key and find out. Have you ever wondered why the government was so interested in controlling minds? It wasn't just for fun. They had big plans, and some of them were pretty scary. Let's peek behind the curtain and see what they were really up to. Remember when we talked about all the amazing things you could do with mind power? Well, there's a dark side to this story. Imagine if someone could use these techniques to make you do things you didn't want to do. It's not just a bad dream. It's something that really happened. Back in the 1950s, the CIA started a secret program called MKUltra. They wanted to find ways to control people's minds. They did some really awful things. They gave people drugs without telling them. They used hypnosis to try and change how people thought. They even tried to erase people's memories or give them new personalities. But why would they do this? They thought if they could control minds, they could make spies tell the truth. Or maybe create super soldiers who wouldn't be afraid of anything. They were looking for ways to win wars without firing a single shot. It's not just governments either. Some cults and weird groups have used mind control techniques to keep their followers in line. They make people believe things that aren't true and do things they wouldn't normally do. This is where things get really tricky. When you're in those special mind states we talked about earlier, your brain works differently. You might be more open to suggestions. That could be great if you're trying to heal yourself or solve a problem. But what if someone else was giving you those suggestions? They might be able to plant ideas in your head without you even knowing it. Scientists have found out some scary things about this. People in altered states might believe things that aren't true. They might even create false memories. Imagine thinking something happened to you that never really did. It's like your brain can play tricks on you. There are other risks too. Sometimes when people explore these deep parts of their minds, they find scary or upsetting things. It can be like opening a door you can't close again. In one internal report, a volunteer emerged trembling, insisting she'd glimpsed shadow entities and heard eerie whispers in an unfamiliar tongue, reminding us these inner landscapes aren't just soothing vistas. They can be wild, untamed frontiers. But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. Nowadays, there are rules to protect people who take part in mind experiments. Scientists are trying to find safe ways to use these powerful techniques to help people, not hurt them. Right now, researchers are working on some pretty amazing stuff. They're looking at ways to use mind techniques to help people with depression or PTSD. Some are even exploring how we might use these powers to make the world a better place. So, what does all this mean for you? Well, it shows just how powerful your mind really is. It's like having a superpower, but like all superpowers, you need to use it wisely. As we keep learning more about consciousness and how to change it, we have to think hard about how we use that knowledge. And that brings us to some big questions. If we can change how our minds work, what does that mean for who we are? Could we create a world where everyone's minds are connected? Or could it lead to a future where some people try to control everyone else's thoughts? These are the kind of mind-bending ideas we need to think about as we move into the future of consciousness research. Remember when we talked about your thoughts changing reality? Well, there's a group of scientists who believe it's not just your thoughts, but everyone's thoughts together that can actually change the world. They call it the Global Consciousness Project, and it's been going on for over 20 years. These scientists aren't playing around. They've set up special machines all over the world that make random numbers. But here's the crazy part. They think that when lots of people focus on the same thing, like during a big event, these machines stop being so random. It's like all our minds together are pushing on reality itself. Now, I know this sounds wild. Even some scientists don't believe it. They say it's just coincidence or that the math is wrong. But the people running this project have collected a mountain of data. They've looked at hundreds of events, from New Year's celebrations to terrible tragedies like 9/11. And they keep finding the same thing. When lots of people are thinking and feeling strongly about something, the numbers from these machines start to look different. Here's how it works. These machines, called random number generators, are supposed to spit out totally random sequences of numbers. It's like flipping a coin over and over. You should get heads and tails equally. But during big events, it's like the coin starts landing on heads more often than it should. The scientists say this happens way more than chance can explain. They've done some serious number crunching on this. They say the odds of this happening by chance are more than 1 trillion to 1. That's a number so big it's hard to even imagine. It's like if you flipped a coin and it landed on heads 1 million times in a row. You'd start to think something weird was going on, right? But what does all this really mean? Well, if it's true, it could change everything we think we know about how the world works. It might mean that our thoughts and feelings aren't just in our heads. They could be reaching out and touching the world around us in ways we never imagined. Imagine if we could use this power on purpose. What if we could all focus our minds together to make good things happen? Could we heal the sick, stop wars, or even change the course of history? These are the kind of big questions that keep scientists up at night. Of course, we're still a long way from knowing for sure what's going on. There's still a lot of mystery around how this all works, but the Global Consciousness Project is pushing us to think in new ways about the power of our minds. What if I told you that the future of our world is hidden inside your own mind? It's true. Right now, scientists are unlocking secrets about consciousness that could change everything. They're finding ways to use the power of our thoughts to heal diseases, explore space, and even connect with other dimensions. Imagine waking up one day and being able to control a computer just by thinking about it. Or picture doctors who can cure illnesses by tapping into the energy of your mind. These aren't just dreams. They're real projects that researchers are working on right now. But here's the thing. This research isn't easy. There are big challenges that scientists face as they try to understand consciousness. Some people worry about what might happen if we start messing with how our minds work. Could it be dangerous? What if someone used this knowledge to control other people's thoughts? These are important questions we need to think about, but the possibilities are just too amazing to ignore. Think about what it could mean for medicine. Doctors might be able to use the power of your mind to fight cancer or heal injuries faster than ever before. Imagine being able to recover from a broken bone in just days instead of weeks. And it's not just about healing. Some scientists think we might be able to use our minds to explore space in ways we never thought possible. Instead of sending astronauts in rockets, we could send their consciousness to other planets. It sounds like science fiction, but it's based on real research into how our minds work. Experts say that in the future, we might all be connected by a kind of internet of minds. We could share thoughts and feelings directly, without even needing to speak. It's like we'd all be part of one big global brain. But that's just the beginning. Some researchers think we might be able to use our minds to change the very fabric of reality. They're looking at ways we could use consciousness to affect the physical world around us. Imagine being able to move objects with your mind or see into the future. These are the kind of powers that scientists are seriously studying. Right now, there are labs all over the world working on cutting-edge technologies to explore consciousness. They're using advanced brain scanning machines to see how our thoughts create reality. Some are even developing ways to enhance our natural mental abilities, like improving memory or increasing focus. All of this research could lead to a future that's more amazing than anything we've ever imagined. We might be able to solve problems like hunger or climate change just by using the power of our collective minds. We could create a world where everyone is connected, where we understand each other in ways we never have before. But here's the most exciting part. You don't have to wait for the future to start exploring the power of your own mind. The techniques and insights from this research are already changing people's lives today. By learning to harness your consciousness, you could unlock abilities you never knew you had. So ask yourself, are you ready to be part of this mind-blowing future? Are you willing to explore the incredible potential hidden inside your own head? Because the power to change everything is already within you. All you have to do is learn how to use it. Listen up. Everything you thought you knew about your mind is about to change. We've uncovered secrets that powerful people tried to hide for years. Your consciousness isn't just in your head. It's a force that can shape reality itself. Think about it. The CIA wasn't just playing games when they studied mind control. They knew there was something big here. And now we know too. Your thoughts can heal your body, solve impossible problems, and maybe even glimpse the future. But be careful. This power can be used for good or bad. Some might try to control your mind. Others want to use it to make the world better. The choice is yours. You're standing at the edge of a new world. A world where your mind is the most powerful tool you have. Are you ready to wake up and see what you're really capable of? If you want to join others on this journey, comment the words, "I shape reality" below. Don't let fear hold you back. The Philosophical Essence community is waiting for you. It's time to discover who you really are.